Hey, everybody, we don't usually do a Friday morning show, but we've got stuff going on. The Alaris Center tomorrow night. I feel like one of those guys now fighting out of this corner. Anyway, it's Throwing MMA Fighting tomorrow at the Alaris. Casey Gajewski, Derek Hankey here. They're both on the card tomorrow. We're going to be talking to them. Your show today brought to you by Simonson's Car Wash. Brought to you by Simonson Car Wash, where you'll always feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. Get 1 month free when you buy any single wash today and experience our Fast Pass unlimited washes all month long. No contracts, no hassles, just easy billing and the freedom to wash at any Simonson Car Wash locations in North Dakota and Minnesota. Enjoy our high-powered vacuums to keep your interior spotless. We also have our free-to-use detailed towels available for your convenience on-site. And don't forget to mention GFBS at the sales window for your complimentary air fresheners to keep your car smelling fresh and clean. Unlimited washes, unlimited savings, Simonson Fast Pass, your ticket to a clean and happy ride. Visit us today at 310 Gateway Drive, Grand Forks, and let Simonson Car Wash take care of you so you can feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. All right, we are back. And if you have any questions or comments for Casey Gajewski or Derek Hankey, our number here is 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. Feel free to call or text with your questions. Before we get going, let's do it. Our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Did you hear about the constipated MMA fighter?
I have not.
Heard about the constipated MMA fighter? He got the shit kicked out of him. Or should we do one of these? There we go. All right. It was the only good one I could find.
I try to
do what I can. But welcome, Casey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. I've been freaking out. I've known you pretty much for a while.
Yep.
And ever since this fight was announced, it's like, yeah, that I've heard your name pronounced a billion different ways.
Yeah.
And I've always just stuck with Gajewski.
Yep.
It's that Gajewski. It's not. You walked in the door, and first thing I asked you was if I've been saying it right, and you said you're the only one that does.
Yep.
I feel much better.
Yeah. Yesterday, I listened to that Dirty Thursday, and at the end, I heard you say it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, honestly, I think that's the only person that...
you know, all my years of radio play-by-play, sports play-by-play, and of course, working at the racetrack, I'm a stickler about trying to get names correctly. Yep. Nobody wants to hear their name butchered, yep. So it might be spelled differently, but yep. It's Gajewski.
Yep.
Tell us about yourself.
From East Grand Forks, 31 years old, just work at Hefty Seed. Right now is our busy time, so the guys at work, they're letting me take the day off, and they're busting ass at work, and...
Just you guys are going 7 days a week, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We're just, we're selling seed and chemical, and it's just busy time of the year, which I enjoy. Mm-hmm. But, today's weigh-ins. Derek's got a little weight to cut, so we're helping him out, and he's doing great. And, I'm just going to have a relaxing day, and then tomorrow is go time.
Yeah. Do you do any kind of training at all today?
No. We'll kind of relax today, and then, see what his weight's at. And my weight's fine, because, mm-hmm. I mean, we're doing a catch weight, and... But no, we'll see where he's at, and then the guy's coming with the official scale about 1:30 today. We'll go check that out, and then see where we're at, and then if we got to go sit in the sauna for a little bit or whatever we got to do to get it done.
Wow! All right, Derek Hankey, how are you, man?
Not too bad.
Never met you before. Tell us about yourself.
Name's Derek Hankey. Originally from a small town of Candu, North Dakota.
Oh boy!
Yep. Came here for college back in 2010. And kind of just stuck here and stayed here ever since.
Yeah. What got you into doing this kind of stuff, getting beat up and beating up people?
Actually, it was to try and impress a girl.
Oh! College, so. And how'd that work for you?
Didn't work out well for the girl aspect.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, as far as the rest of it, mm-hmm. It seems to be working out so far.
Wow. When did you get into this? And I'll ask you the same thing, but when did you, and how do you do this just one day go, I think I'm going to be an MMA fighter. Does that work?
I mean, there's a lot of guys that think they want to be an MMA fighter.
Obviously.
Zero fun, I mean, honestly. But no, I just wrestled in high school, and you graduate, and then you just miss that competition, that one-on-one competition. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like watching football. I mean, everything.
Oh,
sure. I mean, it's just like racing. It's you in the car. Yep. I mean, there's a team, yes.
Yep.
But
yep.
I mean, just one-on-one competition. And yeah, so I kind of just heard about this gym, when UFC started getting big. And I'm like, I'm going to go try it. Walk into this gym, and holy shit for tough guys in there. It's just like, and you know, like our coach said, if you could make it through the first couple of days, you were already a tough guy because they threw you to the wolves right
sure,
away.
Sure.
And back then it wasn't, you know, it wasn't really the training we're doing now, which is smart training. It was, you know, bite down on your mouth guard and just, you know.
Now MMA guys don't necessarily have cauliflower ears that stick out to here.
It was a war back then. Every day was, basically it was a fight every day.
Right.
You know, now we're smarter training. We're, you know, drilling certain techniques, you know, a lot of jiu-jitsu, a lot of positioning. And back in the day, it was just basically bite down on your mouth guard. And we used to go to the Red River Gymnastics Gym. It was all carpet. I mean, you'd be bloody from your knees and from taking wrestling shots. And
I would think now with smart training comes less injuries.
Yep. I mean, it's like even this week, you know, there's a guy that dropped out of the card yesterday. He broke his nose.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know where he was from. But, I mean, these guys that are training super, super hard this last week, I mean, you should be tuning everything up this week. And, you know, you don't want to go into the fight super sore.
Right.
I mean, right now, like, that's why, like, we have the best coaching staff because they know exactly where to have us. You know, you're not killing yourself this week. We're drilling, like, we're doing jiu-jitsu all week. And, you know, and our coaches, we got some tough guys in the gym. And they say, you know, don't crank. Just work position. You know, we're doing cardio this week and stuff like that. And, yeah, I mean, these guys that are training super, super hard this week, I mean, maybe we're doing it wrong, but I mean, we're pretty successful out of our gym. So, I mean,
whatever. Now, when is the last time you fought?
Oh, man, I think 2015.
Okay, did you fight and then kind of retire? Did you say, Casey Gajewski, I'm done?
I don't think I officially retired. It's just I've broken my hand a few times. Mm-hmm. I broke my nose a few times. And I worked out in Bismarck for a year. So I kind of didn't, I mean, I didn't train for, you know, I don't know how long. And yeah, I just kind of. I don't know.
Has it always been on the back burner in the back of your head, thinking one day I might do this again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you always, you know, you see guys that are doing it and you're like, man, like, could I beat that guy? And, you know, it's, you miss the training and, you know, and you miss staying in shape. And yeah, I don't know. I really wasn't going to do it. And then this fight came along and I said, me and Dean have been talking about it for years. And he goes, yeah, you know, this, that. And I didn't want to fight out in, you know, Minot and stuff like that. And nothing against that, but, you know, if I want to fight, I want to fight in Grand Forks. It's nice to be home. You know, all these guys are traveling and stuff like that. And, you know, we're here doing this and relaxing. We can work on his weight cut and, you know, just be comfortable. And I got a huge following, so everyone's going to be there. And I don't have to go anywhere on Sunday. And, yeah, I've always missed it. But this is the last one.
All right.
I know there's probably going to be guys calling me out or whatever, you know, and I don't care.
Sure. Right. Well, everybody, the keyboard warriors out there.
Yeah.
Now, Derek, you're talking about cutting weight. How much do you have to cut by when, this afternoon?
Well, he's as of his scale right now, you're on, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, he was 12, 13 pounds over by the beginning of the week. And
oh boy.
Like, he's doing it right though. You know, it's doing slow, you know, like water intake and stuff that. And he's, like last night I called him, he was sitting, you know, in Epsom bath salts, like the tub and stuff like that. And called him this morning. And you could tell, I mean, he's tired.
Yeah.
But you know what? When we're going to go check the official scale at 1:30. And then if he's on, then it's just relaxed till 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then you got all that time to recover.
Sure.
And go grab a bite to eat. And
Because once you're weighed in today, it doesn't matter.
Yep, it doesn't matter how
much. You can put 10 pounds on tonight if you wanted to.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys that really cut. I mean, some guys gain 20 some pounds overnight. Wow. And
are those the constipated ones we're talking about?
Yeah. Once you get the shit kicked out of you, you start losing some weight. But there's a guy, Tat Romero. I mean, that guy was huge, and he used to fight at 45 or 50, 55, I think it was. And that guy was just huge. Where I'm like, oh, the next day you see him, you would never, I mean, he's about dead getting on the scale.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's crazy how much weight some of these guys add on again.
So, what do you normally weigh?
I weigh anywhere from like roughly 180 to 170.
Okay, and you're fighting at what?
155.
150. Wow. I couldn't even think about 155. I was probably in about 10th grade when I weighed 155, if that.
Yep.
But now what are some of the things you have to do then to cut weight? I mean, obviously you don't eat as much, but you got to do this a healthy way too.
Oh, absolutely. Like as far as not eating much, like I tried to, believe it or not, cut my calorie in half. Like I was eating 1,000 calories, wasn't losing any weight. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? And then turns out that I was actually doing too much. So then I switched it up a bit, just started eating pretty much just not raw foods, but healthy foods like chicken, veggies and all that every single day. And pounds just started coming off.
Who are you fighting?
Oh, that's a good... Levine is his last name. I couldn't tell you his first name.
I think his name's Lee, right? I don't know. He's from...
Belcourt.
Belcourt.
Yeah.
He's,
okay.
So I actually got this fight going for him.
Okay.
Because, so this will be Derek's first professional fight. He was an amateur. Okay. And
sure.
The guys he fought in amateur were tough dudes. And he's a grinder. He'll put you against the cage. And, I mean, he just... Mm-hmm. It sucks being in there.
One of them guys.
In an amateur, you can't throw elbows. You can't throw knees.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, now he's pro. So now you can throw those. So when he gets this guy against the cage, I mean, it's going to be a bad night for that guy. So I was actually at the Spirit Lake card. And I was watching these fights. And, you know, we were talking to him. We were trying to find him a fight. So I called the promoter. And I was like, hey, what about... I think it's Lee. I can't remember his name, but yeah. So he goes, yeah, well, he's not pro. So they offered that guy a pro contract. So this will be his first pro fight too.
Okay.
And it's a bad day to have your first pro fight against Derek.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a tough draw for that guy. So,
okay. Now why fight again?
I want Ben Wicks. I want that on my resume.
Okay. Okay. And you know, we knew his name was going to come up here. You're fighting Ben, another Grand Forks boy. You know, we look at the social media things. You're not quite as vocal, I don't think, on social media as Ben was.
Okay. I was.
But do you guys really hate each other's guts, or will you go out for a beer possibly after the fight? I don't know.
Yeah, after I'm done whipping his ass, I'll buy him a beer.
Okay.
You know, that's he's just a vet, you know. Mm-hmm. I've wanted, you know, like I said, ever since I came into the gym. You know, I've heard this Ben Wicks name. You know, mm-hmm. He's been fighting for years and years and years. And, you know, just every time I see him, you know, we just wouldn't get along, you know, in some places. And, you know, I just said, hey, let's see what, you know, he thinks he can beat me, and I think I can smash him. So mm-hmm. We're going to find out on Saturday.
Do you ever run into him? On the street? Or were you intentionally not trying to?
Like, lately?
Yeah. Well, ever since the fight was announced.
I seen him at the Spirit Lake card. He was cornering a guy.
Okay.
But no words were said. He was in the back. He had a couple guys from their gym fighting, mm-hmm. So he was in the back. But I'm not a guy that's going to pick a fight in the street. I mean, I get paid to fight. I'm not, mm-hmm. You know, I kick your ass, you kick my ass, we both go to jail.
Sure, right.
And so, I mean, this is going to be a professional ass beating I'm going to give him. So, I mean, that's how it's going to be. And then, you know what? He'll get his little check, and then I'll get my money, and then we'll, you know, maybe we'll buy him a beer.
You know, this is odd. I've done a lot of interviews in my life. I've never, ever done an interview like this before a fight, but it's pretty cool.
So I'm going to ask you guys the same question that I asked them when they were on the show. So what do you think that your strengths are against your opponents, and what do you think that their strengths might be against you?
Go ahead, Derek.
Kind of Casey alluded to, I think my strengths against this guy is that I'm a grinder. I've been at the gym a while. Casey pounded me first day, and it was kind of eye-opening. But I'm used to getting hit, which obviously no fighter wants to say. But I'm going to just try and grind this guy against the cage, take him down, and ground and pound him.
Derek also just got his brown belt the other day.
Oh, cool. Nice job. That's, congrats,
that's,
man.
That's an achievement.
I know it is.
It's crazy. And, I mean, this guy, he's, like I said, he was here. You know, I was there his first day. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, everybody's green coming in.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be fun to beat the piss out of him. Now this guy, I'm trying to avoid him when we're starting to do sparring partners because he's getting good and he just doesn't stop coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a tough dude. And that's... He's going to grind his guy out, and like I said, it's going to be a bad day for him.
Now, what about your style?
I honestly think I'm better, I would say, anywhere than Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But Ben's a big, strong guy.
Yep.
I mean, he's going to be probably 30 pounds heavier than me. So, I mean, he's going to bank on that. But, I mean, I think I'm a better wrestler than him. You know, he's teaching boxing or whatever he does at C3, which, I mean, what he does with the kids, I really respect that. I mean,
sure. Anybody that wants to keep the sport going for the next generation.
And, combat cardio, I mean, they're really good with kids. You know, we got a jiu-jitsu program at our gym that, I mean, it's awesome seeing the coaches with the kids. I mean, it's great. And so, I mean, all this shit I want to talk about, Ben, I mean, I will give him that he's good with the kids. And,
sure.
And the whole combat cardio crew is good with the kids.
You got to give them credit where credit's due.
Yep, and that's the thing. I mean, it's a fight. I mean, we're in the hurt business. You know?
Right.
It's not to be friends till after the fight.
Yeah, but thank God you had something to fall back on after your modeling career ended,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right? You got a radio face.
There we go. Thank you very much for that. This is going to be fun. We've got a long way to go here, but Derek Hanke, along with Casey Gajewski, part of the Throne MMA fighting card tomorrow night at the Alaris Center. There's so much more going on getting up to this fight and tomorrow on Fight Day. Fight Day and Fight Night, and we're going to talk more with these two fighters right after this. The Broken Drum Bar brings you Bike Night. Hop on your bike and ride to the Broken Drum Monday nights all summer long. From 6 to 9, enjoy Bike Night specials on domestic bottles, cans, and rails. 375 Fireball of McGillicuddy's, $4 Busch Light Pounders. There's deals on domestic and import taps. And $2 off any burger basket of your choice. Bike Night at the Broken Drum, and you don't need two wheels to hang out for a great time. The Broken Drum, Monday nights, place to be from 6 to 9. It's Bike Night for 21 and older. Kick off the week the right way. Monday Night Bike Night at the Broken Drum across from Home of Economy in Grand Forks. Derek Hanke fighting at 155 pounds. Casey Gajewski, what are you fighting at again?
The weight's 226.
Okay, 226. Yep. All part of the Throne MMA card tomorrow night at the Alaris Center. Saturday, May 18th, 7 o'clock. Again, the Alaris Center. I want to know, I mean, I used to be an athlete. I played hockey. I was a pretty good runner back in the day, and I raced and all that stuff. But say you sign the card, I don't know, what am I going to go, 3 months in advance, 4 months behind?
It'd be about that. I knew about it kind of before everybody else did, because Dean was kind of asking me, you know, what do you think we should do? Like, do you think where we should have it? You know, he was going to rent the big arena at the Alaris, but mm-hmm. I mean, I fought there before, and there was me and three other guys that sold a ton of tickets. And, you know, that's a big place to fill.
Sure, it is.
And I just told him, I said, you know, I can't remember how much extra it was to rent that. So we rented the big ballroom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And And I think that, I mean, that holds a lot of people.
Oh, sure, it does.
And it's going to feel so cool, like just everybody there.
I mean, I saw Three Doors Down in the ballroom. So it holds a lot of people.
Everyone's like, oh, ballroom, you know, this, that. I'm like, it's bigger than you think.
Now, okay, what kind of shape were you in when you decided that you were going to accept this fight?
Terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. So, I mean, that's another big thing. Like, my whole life changed taking this fight, you know. Mm-hmm. Just not feeling like shit every day.
Yeah.
It's like I said, I haven't drank. I mean, it'll be 6 months.
Six months. Wow.
And I feel really good. And I don't even know really how much I'm going to go back to drink. I'm going to have some beer.
I feel worse just hearing you say how good you feel.
Yeah.
As I'm drinking a Busch Light.
Yeah. I do miss Busch Lights. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I have a couple NAs here and there. Mm-hmm. But no, body feels really like I feel really strong right now. Like I feel like I'm peaking right at the right time. And
so hardest part for you, and I'm going to ask you all these same questions too. Hardest part for you, the guy's been trying to come in here and talk to me for 2 days, 3 days. They keep having shows going on.
That's Gourneau, isn't it?
Yep.
Mike's dad. I think, right? Yep.
Hardest part for you as far as the training regimen goes, is it the cardio? Is it the pounding? Is it the gym work? What would be, you think, the hardest for you?
Oh man. I guess it's so hard because everybody in our gym, I mean, I'm not just saying this because of our gym. Like, we got mm-hmm. a lot of talent. In mm-hmm. there. I mean, we go to a lot of tournaments, and there's a lot of gold medals that come home with mm-hmm. us. And so, I mean, it sucks training with those guys. But I know for a fact, like, the guys I'm going with, you know, I've been going with bigger guys. And I know these guys aren't going to be, like, Ben's level. Like, Ben's good, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But the guys I'm going with are, oof. Like, I always feel, I'm like, God damn, I'm like, I'm going to get my ass kicked. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, John Brodine. Okay, yeah brown belt that just,
yeah.
I'm looking at the guy that I just went with that I was just beating, this, and John was smashing him too. So I'm like, okay, now I don't feel so bad.
But yeah.
No, it's just the grinding and stuff like that. And
how much of an age difference is there between you
I think it's Ben. Actually Ben's birthday tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow or something like that. I remember him talking, so mm-hmm. give him a nice little birthday present.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he quite a bit older than you?
I think he turns 45.
Okay.
So I'm 31. Okay. So yeah, it's an age difference. And I'm hoping it shows.
Okay. Okay. So. All right. Derek, I want to ask you the same thing. Were you in shape before this fight? Because I think you come from a little bit of a different circumstance here than Casey, but, what's the hardest part for you about training and how have you trained?
I mean, I was kind of, I guess I would say kind of in shape because I'm more of a regular at the
gym.
Yep. as Casey alluded to, yeah, I would say the hardest part is the grinding against dudes like John Brodin, who are just massive, big guys who just grind you into the wall, and with your coach telling you, get up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to get up.
Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to do everything I can, but just big guy on top of me.
Yeah.
So I would say definitely the grind.
And you know, it's funny because, you know, growing up, somebody had gloves. You put the gloves on, oh, yeah, and you go box with your buddy, and you forget about how quick your arms turn to rubber.
Oh, yeah.
I was a half miler back in the day, and one of the first things I learned was you needed arm strength to be a runner, because your arms need to keep moving to keep the oxygen going through the lungs, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But watching fights, you'll see it if a guy's not in shape.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll know if the guy doing all the punching and the guy doing all the receiving, you could tell if that guy knows he's not in shape. Yep. Because he's just going to let him wail away. Oh, wail, yeah, away, wail away. And you watch it for about a minute and a half. His arms are going to be down at his side. He's going to get the crap kicked out of him.
And see, that's the hard difference between boxing and MMA. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so, you know, like boxing, a lot of guys will kind of bait you into, you know, keep, yep, swinging, keep, yep, swinging, keep getting tired. Well, you know, they're, what are they, 18-ounce gloves or whatever, 14-ounce, mm-hmm, maybe? And, I mean, we got 4-ounce gloves on. Yeah. So, I mean, even if you're blocking punches, it don't feel very good. And then, right, when you tire him out with him elbowing you, that's, that's, yeah, not very fun, you know?
Jeremy Ekman, let's go, Casey.
Yep.
Have you ever been hit so hard that it, like, knocked you into next week?
I've been knocked out cold at the gym.
Have you?
Yeah, back in the day, my first fight, actually, like, I don't know, probably 2 weeks before my fight, we were practicing. It was my first pro fight, and we were practicing. We had the whole gym in a circle, and they were kind of all just kind of like acting like they were the crowd and, mm-hmm, yelling. So my goal was to listen to my coach. So
I was
going against a stud, and I was kind of, you know, listening to my coach. And so a guy kicked me in the leg, and you go back to my wrestling. So I'm like coming down to grab his leg again. He comes up top, head kicks me.
Oh.
And all of a sudden I wake up, and I felt like I just hit the ground, woke back up.
Oh, yeah, instant.
Well, and then we were at the old gymnastics gym, and I'm like, and I had a wet paper towel on my head. And I'm like, well, holy shit, to go get that, they had to go way over there. And they're like, yeah, you were out for a while snoring.
Casey's
and
I'm taking, like, a nap. Oh.
And I'm like, okay, that's not very fun. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Forrest Paul, 3 minutes of martial arts is more tiring than running 5 miles. And I guess in a different way, I believe that.
Oh, I mean, it all depends on, I mean, if you got like Derek, like grinding on you where it's, uh-huh, like you can't get away. You got the cage,
yeah,
and you can go that way. You're either going to get kicked or you're going to go that way. You're going to get elbowed. You can't go away. You got to go through him, and he's stronger than shit. And
yeah. It's, somebody's talking smack about you.
Oh, I like it.
It's happens to be Tori.
Oh, no.
Casey Gajewski, you're something I can't say on here. I'll be there soon.
Yeah, surprise, he's up. What time is it here? Yeah, it's not on that Florida time.
Yeah, it's already
anymore.
Almost 11. He's up.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the Martins again. I think it's going to be, yeah, fun. Okay, we've been talking about this huge fight, and let's all the gists about it. Tomorrow night, Alaris Center. It kicks off at 7:00. Now there's things actually leading up to this big card today. What's going on today? Public weigh-in.
Yeah, public weigh-in at Southtown Poorhouse at 3:00. And then the doors open at 6:00 tomorrow at the Alaris. So, I mean, I know some people got general admission tickets. So, I mean, if you got to get your spot there, me and Derek are having a pre-party at Rumors. We obviously won't be there because we'll have our fighter meeting and stuff like that. But, mm-hmm, there'll be two buses from Rumors. It's $5, I think, to get on. You get a,
yep,
free drink.
And you get a free drink on the, yeah, way back.
It's,
yeah,
dumb not to do that.
They absolutely.
They got food there. Have a bite to eat. Have some drinks. And I'll have some shirts for sale there if you want to buy one, throw one away. I don't care. But, yeah, come support the fighters. I mean, everybody on the card is stacked. I'm not just saying,
oh, yeah,
that because, you know, we're, mm-hmm, promoting the fight. I mean, there's a lot of studs on this card. Colin Huckbuddy, you know, he wrestled for Walker, you,
yep,
know, same section as me, and now he's the number one guy in Minnesota at,
wow,
at his weight class. And he's fighting a guy named Lucas St. Clair. He's strong dude, but, I mean, that's going to show right there the talent from training and just being a tough guy.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at this guy, he's a tough guy, but Colin, it's going to be funny. But.
Says Grant Fork's best source will be doing ringside commentary.
Nice.
All right.
Awesome.
Do you have, now we hear about game plans. You know, my manager and I went over the plan. Do you have a plan, or is it just go in there and see what happens?
My plan is to hopefully take the guy to the cage, take him down, ground and pound. The guy likes to do a lot of kicks, so just try and avoid him and... Like I said, get in close, take him down, and just knock him out that,
mm-hmm,
way.
And you?
I'm going to kind of see what Ben wants to do. But, you know, he's, like I said, he's a boxing coach. But once I start putting hands on him, we'll see how quick he turns into a wrestler.
Okay. So. This is one thing, and it's going to be a really dumb question, obviously. No. But prediction.
I'm going to finish him.
Yeah?
Early. I'm going to give him a lot of ways to quit. And if he wants to quit, he'll have a door right there for him. So.
Mm-hmm. And how about you?
I would say with my game, either a TKO due to strikes on the ground or a submission of some kind.
I say a nasty submission. I'd say he's gonna take a couple of those. The guy he's fighting throws some weird kicks, and I think Derek's gonna grab a kick, and I think he's gonna take his arm home.
So, what do you prefer? You prefer knockout, or do you prefer submission?
I mean, see, he's a brown belt, so he's really good at submission. Me, I'm just I know jiu-jitsu, obviously, but I mean. I like throwing hands, and I like watching a guy just drop right there.
Sure. And how about you?
I would say submission, because the last amateur fight that I had, me and the guy literally went toe-to-toe, and it was not fun.
Yeah, and it's kind of neat when they're saying, I give up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I give up. That's enough. Pep, pep, pep. I can't do it anymore. Yep. Wow. I know a lot of help. A lot of support for both of you guys. I'm going to give you guys a chance to thank everybody that's helped you out and any sponsors if you have to get this thing going.
Yeah, so I was running a little late today from the farm, but so I don't have all my sponsors in front of me. I don't want to end up missing anybody. But everybody that's helped me, like I said, this is my last fight. So, I mean, everybody that's been on this journey with me, I mean, it honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I mean, all these guys, like all my fans and stuff, like our fans, you know, like, everybody, every time I have a fight, there's always people calling me. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, like today, mm-hmm. I think I had 10 phone calls this morning. Yesterday, sure. I had, you know, how are you feeling? You know, how are you doing? You need anything? You know, just the support from everybody, my family. They know, like, this week is, you know, we're always on edge this week because mm-hmm. it's your whole mind. You know, you're fighting somebody in front of people for money. So it's kind of the old gladiator style. So, no, just everybody that's supporting me. And it's, yeah, like I said, last fight, so come out and support everybody. I mean, Derek, everybody.
I know you had mentioned rumors. Do you have any sponsors helping you out, too?
Yeah, so I just don't want to miss any on me because I didn't have any written out. But, I have...
They get it if you miss a few, but...
Okay, let's see here. Tag Construction. I got Up North Pizza, Ekman Dental Arts, Rumors, obviously. I got Big Papa's DJ. I got Dietzler Defense. I got Redline Remodeling. I got Gajewski Farms. I got Argyle Building Supply. I got,
No wonder you can't.
Affinity Builders. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And that's the thing. Like, all these guys, like, I had to turn down a bunch of sponsors. Like, that's how much support I get from these guys. Like, because, you know, on my shirts, I don't want, you know, like a little blob. Yeah. You know, it's. And like I said, all these guys, some of these guys are trying to throw me more money than I even ask. I'm like, no, you know, I appreciate it, but. No, it's everybody that's just been...
And this, there's a question. This is a pro fight.
Yep.
These are all pro fights.
No, there's four amateurs, okay. Five professional
Okay, fights. You're fighting pro.
Yep.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
My first pro day.
Before I get back to you, you mentioned family. Yep. You know, it's always great to have their support. Will your family be there watching you?
Yeah, actually, I wasn't really going to say anything, but this fight's a little bit extra special. My mom got diagnosed with breast cancer, and so, like, all this going on, kind of tough to say, but she's going through chemo.
Yeah.
I see her tired and sore and just pushing me harder and harder.
Fighting for your ma tomorrow?
I am.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you, people that help you and your sponsors, too.
Yeah, obviously the gym, Progressive Martial Arts, for one. The coaches have been the amazing training partners as well. Some of my sponsors, Bad Man Designs was a big one. Drain Savers was another one. Twin City Motors, and then Zagi Yoga, which just opened up downtown. So that was...
Yeah, go check that out.
Yep, that was one of our training partners actually has that open. So those are not as many as Casey, but those are my sponsors.
That's all right. He wasn't even going to sell shirts. He goes, I don't know if anybody will buy some.
Oh, you got it.
Sold out of shirts like
Yeah. You know, you talk about quickly here how training has changed. You mentioned yoga. Do you guys... that's part of it nowadays, isn't it?
Oh, stretching is crazy. Like, when I first started, you know, it's like, oh, you know, this stretching's, you know, whatever. But no, like, you're throwing kicks and stuff every day and getting cranked on, and it's like, oof.
You're not wearing leggings then.
No. Derek wears them once in a while, but I mean,
I get it. I know what you mean. Yeah. All right. Boy, this is going to be awesome. Folks, if you don't have your tickets yet, make sure you go to this. It's Throne MMA Fighting tomorrow night at the Alaris. Doors open at 6. There's going to be the big before and after party right here at Rumors Sports Bar and Casino in the Grand Cities Mall. They've also got a bus going. It costs you $5. You get a free drink when you get back. They've got the public weigh-in today at 3 o'clock at Southtown Poorhouse. Folks, you know, you asked for it. Go support these two dudes. Are we good? You got anything, any parting words you'd like to give?
No, just I hope everybody comes and support. And Benwicks, I hope you're ready. I'm coming for you, man.
All right. How about you?
Come and watch us, and we'll put on a show for you.
All right. You guys, good luck.
Thank you.
I can't wait to talk to both of you guys. Yep. Here next week, we'll try to figure out a way. Yeah. Maybe we get together for a Busch Light.
Hey, I would like that.
All right, perfect. There you go, Casey Gajewski, and again, Derek Hanke. Throwing MMA Fighting tomorrow night at the Alaris Center. Go check it out. Our show today brought to you by CNH Insurance at East Grand Forks. These guys got it going on. You know, they built this agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and, you know, service too. They strive to give everybody who walks through their doors special attention and, of course, the best customer service possible. It's their priority. Agents have a ton of experience, over 50 years worth. They're licensed in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. Hey, Justin, Jody, or Tammy. Call them, 218-773-0287 for all your insurance needs. Or you can drop in, too. They're at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest at East Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source, we insure through CNH Insurance. Maybe you ought to think about doing the same thing, all right? Friday's show, we don't have a whole lot of them, but, man, this was fun. Midwest Pixel Pros coming your way at 1 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everyone. Hope to see you at the racetrack tonight or at the fights tomorrow night. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You never miss a show that way. It dings every time we go on the air. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, the Forks, they are awesome. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.